Welcome to another segment of Mike M's Collectors Acquisitions, whatever we call this section, where I talk about back issue purchases. This is going to be a short and sweet one. There was a lot of purchases this week, specifically big key Avengers books. So I'll go over those first. But first I'll talk about a really cool one that I picked up. It's Strange Suspense Stories. And this is a reprint of the first appearance of Captain Atom from Charlton Comics. It is 12 cents. And I think the original was Space Adventures that Captain Atom debuted in. And this is a reprint of that. It's his origin issue. Really nice copy. Was happy to get the this particular issue. And then we had some Avengers ones, which, let's see, the earliest issue I got was number 9. It's the first appearance of Wonder Man, which is supposed to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Nathan Fillion, I believe, is associated with that role. And this one has Marvel proudly introduces Wonder Man, the newest, most dynamic surprise character from the world-famous House of Ideas. And it looks like it's got Baron Zemo, Enchantress, and the Executioner in the background, and heads like of the Avengers, which is Giant Man, Wasp, Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. So this was a really cool purchase. It's also the origin of Wonder Man. The next one we got was number 15. This is the death of Baron Zemo, which we know he came back, but back then things were a little bit more permanent. At least this version of Baron Zemo, which is Henrik Zemo. It says, the thriller you never expected to see, now by my hand shall perish a villain, so we know who gets killed. And as far as villains, it's Black Knight, looks the Melter, Executioner, Enchantress, and like I said, Zemo, fighting Cap, Iron Man, Thor, Wasp, and Giant Man. And the next issue continues that death, as it is, we find out. This one I actually read just recently. Really good issue. Still stands up today. It's got a beautiful cover with Cap in the front, and he's yelling, "Avengers Assemble!" The start of a great new Avengers lineup. And this is when the new Avengers begin. It says the first appearance of Jarvis in my notes here, but I don't think it is. I think the Jarvis was in Tales of Suspense. So I need to verify that. The new team does begin. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver join, as well as Hawkeye, because they actually go to Namor and say, "Hey, join." And he's like, "F you guys." But thank you anyway. And then we got issue 79 of Avengers, which is, let's see if there's anything key there. Well, I'm glad we looked at that. I didn't mark it in the database. Very happy about that. I don't want to buy two of them. This is the second appearance of the Lethal Legion from 1970. It's a 15-cent issue. It has the Avengers in an hourglass, which are Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, Captain America, Goliath, and Black Panther. And Swordsman, Grim Reaper, Man-Ape, Sandman, and Power Man, the bad Power Man, are there over the hourglass. Harley wants to come in. So maybe I'll luck out and then find another issue I didn't actually mark. It sucks when I don't mark them. I'm usually pretty good about it. But then what happens is when I go on these binging, buying back issues, I end up getting duplicates, and that's a bad thing. Let me get a drink here. I'm drinking Diet A&W cream soda. So that takes us to Avengers 160, and we're going to double check the database to make sure that one's entered, and it is. This is versus the Grim Reaper, and it has Wonder Man, who I believe is the Grim Reaper's brother. The Vision is also related to Wonder Man. And the Grim Reaper is saying, "Your friends are powerless to save you. The verdict has been reached. One of you must die. The trial." The Beast is watching, Black Panther, and Scarlet Witch. So those are there. And then from Gold Key, we have two issues. Gold Key has some of the best covers in comic books. These painted covers are just brilliant. We have The Occult Files of Dr. Spectre. This is issue 7 and issue 10. I don't have a lot of Gold Keys, but these covers were striking, and the cost was just right, and I really dug them. The first one has Dr. Spectre fighting a bunch of skeletons in a graveyard and a woman in peril near a tombstone. And it says, "Night of the Living Bones and Burial of a Fallen Leaf." The only Dr. Spectre I have read is those of Dynamite. I have not read this character before. This number 10 is Dr. Spectre, "The Long Dead Horror Seeks Revenge, The Return of Ra-Ka-Tep." And it has a mummy breaking in through a window going after Dr. Spectre, and looks to be a Native American woman. But it might be a costume party. I can't tell because everybody else is dressed. One guy is dressed like a Roman gladiator. Got a clown of some sort. Some kind of masquerade party. Attacked by a mummy. The next one is just one issue I was missing. It was a 3-issue story by Munch and Galassi. It was an extra thick book back in the day, and it's called Batman Outlaws, and it was issue 1 that I was missing. So I have a full run of Batman Outlaws now. Let's see if I can offer you up any information on that in case you're interested. This one was a 3-issue prestige limited series by Munch. Galassi finds Batman with his agents Robin, Nightwing, Batgirl, and Huntress, Oracle, and even Catwoman as targets of a federal task force called the Bloodhawks. So that's what this Outlaws is. They're being hunted. So that's it for this, and get ready for another Mike M's Weekly Reads. Talk to you later. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. In this one, I am going to be talking about a few miscellaneous things. I just want to say I saw Tarzan, my favorite movie of the year. I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. I've always been a Tarzan fan, and I just love the way they did it. They started it after he was back in England. Yeah, tasted delicious. I was drinking some tea. And I saw Ghostbusters, also a fantastic movie. That one was given a lot of crap by a lot of people, but it was highly entertaining, and I will say that I enjoyed it much more than the second Ghostbusters. But I'm not a real Ghostbusters fan, but I really liked this movie. So maybe that's why I liked it. I don't know. Matter of fact, I remember when I was very, very young. I don't remember when Ghostbusters came out, but it was early 80s maybe. I remember we were on a vacation with my parents. And usually we do a lot of things like amusement parks, blah, blah, blah. But this particular time, I think we went to Denver from New Mexico. And we stayed with one of my dad's high school friends. And one of the days we went to a movie, and my parents were like, "Man, we really want to see Ghostbusters." And my brother, "Go see Ghostbusters." And I said, "I don't want to see a comedy about ghosts. I want to see Star Trek." So, guess where I went? I went to go see Star Trek. They went to go see Ghostbusters. I think it was Wrath of Khan that I saw. It might have been Search for Spock. I gotta remember what years they came out with. But yeah, that's my story about Ghostbusters, and I think that was the first one. And yeah, I like Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, and God, I can't think of the other guy's name. Ernie Hudson. You know, they're really good. And then you had Rick Moranis. I always think of Strange Brew and stuff, but and somebody Potts. I can't remember. But this movie is surprisingly a really good tribute to that. And it was had some really funny scenes and some really scary special effects, and it turned out to be really good. So I was real happy with that. And then I thought I'd talk about a little bit about the Marvel Now initiative. And there's a lot going on. You know, everybody talks about Marvel rebooting, and it's not rebooting, it's not relaunching. It's Marvel's in this paradigm of seasons, if you will. And if a book is doing well, it'll go on to another season as a new number one, kind of like a TV season. And I think it works out well for them because everybody wants to jump on the number one bandwagon. But one thing that is nice is they're not rebooting. Well, I don't want to use the word reboot because reboot to me means like you're changing things. They're pretty continuous. But they have Occupy Avengers number one by David Walker and Gabriel Walta, who's the Vision, and that was really that should be a good one. I'm gonna stick with all the Avengers series. Avengers is Mark Waid and Mike Del Mundo, and Avengers I would think is coming right off of all new, all different Avengers, and I haven't been too impressed with that, but I would. I haven't been. That sound distracted me. It was from my computer. It said Skype is logging you off, but I'm not on Skype, so I don't give a shit. But haven't been too impressed with that run. It's almost like my least favorite one, but it's getting better, so I have faith in it. Uncanny Avengers is my favorite, and Jerry Duggan seems to do stuff that I enjoy, and that numbering is going to continue. We have US Avengers, which looks like a whole new team, but it looks like it's probably continuing off a new Avengers because it has Sunspot and Cannonball on it, so I imagine that's, you know, just a continuation. Also Squirrel Girl. So we'll see where that's probably my second Avengers favorite, even though it's really weird. I don't know how to describe it. It's entertaining me, but we got Ultimates 2. This one seems to be really popular, but I haven't read it yet. I've been getting it. I really need to check it out. Great Lakes Avengers. If there's a bundle, I'll probably get a bunch, but if there's not, I'll probably pass this, even though I did have a little bit of a fondness for them. We got Squadron Supreme, which I'll always get because it's James Robinson, and I like that. I like the characters that are in that, and I have every incarnation of them, so there's no reason for me to stop. Thunderbolts by Jim Zub, I've been enjoying the hell out of. It continued right out of Cap, and it has those characters from Welcome to, what was that? Maria Hill. Yeah, Welcome to Hillside or whatever the heck that crossover was. Invincible Iron Man number one, they're relaunching. So, and then we got the infamous Iron Man. So that's probably replacing International Iron Man. Captain Marvel number one, same as Hawkeye number one. They're continuing but just relaunched. Sam Wilson and Steve Rogers, Captain Americas, are keeping their numbering, and I'm glad because I like those books a lot. Silver Surfer, I dropped out off on. But I will get back on if there's a bundle. Black Panther, I really, really enjoy it, and there's no reason I would ever quit it because it's one of my favorite characters, and I have to know what's going on with them. Jessica Jones, definite for me. Loved Alias, loved The Pulse. Haven't seen the series yet, believe it or not. I saw the first two and enjoyed them, but haven't got back to it. Unstoppable Wasp. This one should be interesting if this is the Wasp that. I don't know who it is, but Jeremy Whitley tends to write really all ages books that I don't necessarily like, but we'll see where it goes. The artist, though, Alyssa Chartier, I follow her on Facebook and she's really good. Doctor Strange is continuing the numbering, definitely staying on there. There's another book. Who in the world would think there'd be two Doctor Strange comics at the same time? We got Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme number one, and Mighty Thor is continuing. We got a new book called Unworthy Thor, and Patsy Walker continues its numbering. I did drop that recently, just because I love the character, but I haven't liked the character ever since Defenders. I like the more serious tone. Like, I can understand the lighter tone because she was lighter tone before she was a Defender. So, I can't say, well, my favorite was when she was a Defender. And then she hasn't really been that since. Like, every time she gets her own series, she's got like a lighthearted, comical thing to it that hasn't really worked for me. Black Widow, really enjoy that. Moon Knight will continue at that. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. There's nothing wrong with this book. It's good. I had enough. Punisher, staying with Daredevil, definitely, and never quit Daredevil. Kingpin, Bullseye, those are must because they're Daredevil characters. Power Man and Iron Fist. This gets interesting because there's continues, which I really, really enjoy. But then Iron Fist comes back, and it's by Cary Andrews, which did that previous series, so it should be interesting, the Living Weapon series. Totally Awesome Hulk continues. The Unbelievable Gwenpool. I stopped. Anything with Deadpool, I've given up on. Uncanny Inhumans. I love the Inhumans. I will get that. Mosaic, Miss Marvel. I don't remember if I quit Miss Marvel or not. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. I get. Death of X. That looks like the Death of X-Men. I don't know if that's a limited series or what that is. But art is by Aaron Cooter and Jeff Lemire and Charles Soule. I will get it because it's got the Inhumans and it does have some of the X-Men. I guess it's got an article in here. Cage number one. This one, it seems like it was advertised by Tara Voski like years and years and years ago. Like I remember this art style. It's very Sunday funnies looking, but I will check it out because it's Luke Cage. Plus, it's got my favorite costume, which he hasn't had since because it's ridiculous, but I love it. Gamora, probably will check that out. Star Lord, yeah, I'll check out. I think I'm giving up on the Rocket Raccoon. Thanos. I will check out The Clone Conspiracy. I'm very interested in Silk Prowler. It's Spider-Man. I'm staying with all those books, so they're all continuing. Except we got a new Venom number one. He's not longer going to be a space knight, I guess. And Amazing Spider-Man: Renew Your Vows, I guess is re well. I don't know what that's replacing. I wonder if it's going to be in that other world. But good creative team, Jerry Conway, Ryan Stegman. Deadpool's I've dropped. I love the movie, but I just can't get in that character. Slapstick, I do not think I will get. Solo, I will check out. And Fool Killer, I will check out. So, and it says Coming Soon Nova. So there's a lot of new stuff. I have to cut that out. And then I'm just going to go over this breakdown of books real quick as we move towards where I was. And wow, I passed it. So I was somewhere around May. So I'm finding my document that I keep track of all the books that I read for the weeks. And I think that one's it. 'Cause that week I had 64, it was a lot. So this week is from May 16th through May 22nd. And had 37 books, two Valiant, six Marvel, three Image, three IDW, three Dynamite, 17 DC, Dark Horse 1, Black Mask 1, Aftershock 1. We got Red Sonja number 1. This was the Dynamite Volume 3. Was really kind of disappointed in it. It was really a weak version of Red Sonja. I'm going to continue with it because I love the character so much. But it was like a king passes. He died and offered Red Sonja the job to be a queen of that land, and she refused. And a new king takes over, and he seems a little bit corrupt. So she almost has like a regret about it. And then, so these are 3 out of 5s, which means I enjoyed them. I didn't really enjoy them, but I enjoyed them. So, four kids walk into a bank. That was Black Mask. We talked about this on Geek Brunch, and my co-host really loved it, and I didn't like it. I can't really describe how I didn't like it, but there were about four kids, and they started to, they're like best friends, and they get harassed by these people that are coming over to their dad's house. And it looks like the dad of one of the characters may be a little villainy. We'll find out in issue 2. But it's entertaining, but I don't know if it's the art style or something about it. I just couldn't get in. Maybe it's they did a lot of gaming or role playing, and I've never been a role playing fan. Although there are books about role playing that I have enjoyed. There was even a movie about it, and I enjoyed the movie. I remember watching it on Netflix. I forget what it was called. Another book I enjoy, but it's so lighthearted and it's not the greatest, is Street Fighter X G.I. Joe. Don't know shit about Street Fighter, but it is so lighthearted and fun. It makes a good read, like when you don't feel like thinking, and I really enjoyed it. And then I had Immortal Iron Fist, which I just talked about in the previews. I'm just barely reading it now. And more, this was number 7, and Kun Lun is starting to form in the building where Daniel Rand's company is. We have Wrath of Eternal Warrior number 6. This provided a lot of backstory about one of Galad's sons, and it should be interesting. I haven't read Valiant in a while. Now we go to the 4 out of 5s where I really enjoyed it. ROM number 0, Free Comic Book Day. Also had an Action Man backup. That was quite entertaining. Black Eyed Kids number 1. That was Aftershock, and it's kind of like about teenagers killing people for no apparent reason. We'll probably learn next issue what they were. That was an entertaining book. It looks like it's going to go places. Army of Darkness, Furious Road. This is like Army of Darkness in like a Road Warrior situation, post-apocalyptic. There's a monster gang like Road Warrior that come to S-Mart for the Necronomicon. And the art was surprisingly really good on that book, at least to my taste. We had Micronauts number 1. There's an entity killing worlds. The group of Micronauts, they're misled to think they're rescuing some drugs like from a pharmaceutical company to help people, but it appears they're going to be used for biological warfare. What was really interesting is it's so different than the Marvel Micronauts because Marvel introduced a lot of iconic characters like Bug and stuff that I don't know if they had action figures, and if they did, Marvel owns them. Like Bug's not in this. But they did have a couple of vehicles and robots that I remember having as a kid. So it was really well done in that aspect. Let's see here. We have a Gold Key Alliance. It's a different takes on the Gold Key characters, also featuring Mighty Samson. That was a good start. Department H, or like I like to say, Depth, a Mystery by Matt Kent. Absolutely fantastic underwater murder mystery. We have Batman Legends of the Dark Knight number 118. This is a really good. I think it's No Man's Land, if I remember correctly, where Alfred was telling kids a story during No Man's Land about a knight and a squire, and it was really good. Seen, you know, it was told through Alfred's eyes. Really enjoyed that. Then read Catwoman 1 through 4. This was Brubaker and Cook. This was an interesting. They thought Catwoman was dead. This one had. She starts a new life with Leslie Tompkins, but she's not dead. This was like a series right after she was thought to be dead, and she actually takes out a prostitute killer. So, interesting story, and that was a good series of Catwoman. Although I'm really biased, I love Catwoman. And then I was listening to the latest Gotham by Geeks, which is a No Man's Land prelude, or actually the first few issues of No Man's Land. I was disappointed to hear my brothers didn't like Azrael, because I loved Azrael. And this was Azrael number 53, which had Azrael versus the Joker. I absolutely love this issue, even though it wasn't a 5 out of 5. I think it's really good. I am a fan of that Azrael series. I absolutely loved it. It was good to me. Old Man Logan 1 through 5. This was where Logan remembering his past. And he appears, but he's the old man Logan in our current world. So it's very interesting that he even like finds himself. Like they're like, "You're dead," and he's like, "I don't believe you." And he goes and sees his body, which is frozen in adamantium, and so he knows his situation in this world. And it's weird because he sees like characters that he had relationships with on his world. So it turns into a very interesting story. That's Jeff Lemire. And then we work our way up to the top. We have Archer and Armstrong, The Adventures of ANA, The Adventures of Archer and Armstrong, number 2. This is a villain that captures them and puts them in a drinking device, which is pretty funny. This is when they went into their ba into Archer Armstrong's bag, and I'm really enjoying that. And then Mary Maria came to the rescue, so I always loved that character. The next number 5 out of 5 was The Violent. This is a really dark, depressing book, but amazing. It's one ex-con and a junkie wife try to get their act together, but things aren't just working out in this world. Really, really loved that book. Art was fantastic, story was fantastic. Then we got Captain Atom number 3. This was DC's first series. I've been starting to read that. Fake Origin of Captain Atom. This was the one the government put forth for him. Because he was originally caught for treason, but it wasn't treason. And this is the origin that they placed in front of the public. Very interesting. 5 out of 5. And then we got a bunch of new Suicide Squad books. We got New Suicide Squad 8 through 12, which is the aftermath of the mission from China. Manta is really good in this, and surprisingly out of character in the new rebirth, because there's no way Aquaman would have talked Manta out of killing him. And that there's no way that Aquaman would have stayed there with the speech after what Manta had already done. There's just no way. It's just not part of his character. But still a good read anyway. Deadshot readies for action on a mission to stop the League of Assassins, two teams. Harley, Reverse Flash, and Parasite are defeated, and Harley makes fart jokes to a bunch of kids. That's interesting. We had New Suicide Squad Annual number 1, which is the death of Reverse Flash. So this is that was really important in the New 52. Vic Sage taking over. Amanda Waller's on the mission now, and focuses a lot on Black Manta. We got number 13, which had the squad on a mission with Amanda to infiltrate a drug cartel. This is a really good series. There's a reason it's 5 out of 5, because I love these characters and I love the way that it was written. This one was interesting because Vic Sage is a bad person in the New 52, and he sent a squad on the mission to infiltrate this drug cartel that was selling drugs for superpowers. And Black Manta was recruited by Sage, and he also hit the neck terminate button at the end of issue 13, which led us to 14. And in 14, they were disabled by Amanda. She said they were a link to her heartbeat. And then Black Manta's recruited by Sage, like I said. Number 15, they go after a corporation leading to the Pearl Group to confront their leader. In 16, they had a fantastic scene between Deadshot and Waller. Oh, 16, I absolutely freaking loved. Sage also killed Amanda Waller's assistant, and Black Manta versus the squad. So that was interesting. Really good stuff. Like I said on the previous episode, I was really stoked to start getting caught up on New Suicide Squad. And at the top, 5 out of 5 was from Image, Black Magic, number 1 and 2. Greg Rucka and Nicola Scott. Probably one of the best titles I read in the past 5 years. It was just amazing. I read the first two. I haven't gone beyond that yet. But that was a really good series. So that's about it. I'm going to mention a few books. I want to mention a few shout-outs. I want to shout out to Andrew Sharpar. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he's been nothing but good to me. He's kind of like an artist that I know on Facebook. I don't know why he sends me stuff, but he always is supreme, super kind to me. I posted a couple years ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, that I was looking for two Malibu comics because I was trying to complete my Ultraverse. It was like a Stranger's Annual and something else, and he actually found them for me and sent them to me without ever asking for anything in return. And he also sent me a Big Barda sketch, which was amazing. And he sent me just recently, he's working on a book. He sent me a draft copy of an all ages book called Hero, where he drew it and wrote it along with. I assume this is relatives or inner family, Michael Sharpar and Ilaiah Sharpar. But just one, and interesting enough, if you listen to Mike M's Collector's Corner, this was edited by Bob Retall, and I had him in there. So yeah, I got that. And let's see what else. I have another shout out I want to give out real quick, and I'm not sure either of these Andrews. This is what's amazing, is I've been getting, this is Andrew Tom, okay? He's somebody I met for Facebook, and I think he listens to Gotham by Geeks, but I'm not sure he listens to all my other podcasts. But he's an artist, and he's really, really good. And he just sent all of the Gotham by Geeks like some commissions for free. And it was amazing. Of course, mine is the best. At least I think it is. But it's a Mr. Miracle. Like he's just breaking out of chains, crawling out of a tube, and it looks amazing. I mean, I just absolutely love it. So every now and then, you podcast and you do things and you get gifts, and it's very rare. But when you do, man, some of these things just are simply amazing. I also want to give out a couple shout-outs, but I don't want to say their names in particular because I don't know if they want me to say this. But a few of my friends that keep in touch with me on Facebook through IM and stuff, they were recently lost their jobs or had been out of work, and a few of those people have jobs now, so they got them back, and I am just really happy for them. So I don't know if they want me to mention it, but I'll just say that if you listen to this, I am really happy you guys have jobs now. It's always good to have a paycheck to buy more comic books. So that is about it. There's probably other stuff I wanted to say, but that's all I remember off the top of my head. Thank you for listening. And also remember that I need iTunes reviews. So leave iTunes reviews. And if you're in another country, you can actually leave them. And I can read them. I know how to read other countries' iTunes reviews. Of course, if they're in another language that's not English-like, I won't know how to read it. But it's cool to get iTunes reviews anyway. I'm located at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You could subscribe to all of the podcasts that I do. Geek Brunch Retro, Geek Brunch, Mike M's Collector's Corner, Mike M's Weekly Reads, Mike M's Spotlight on the Geek Brunch feed. And they were also on Facebook. You could look at Geek Brunch Podcast and click the like button. And you could send me email at mike@comicbooknoise.com. And thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye.